Here, volunteers maintain and drive classic cars, cars that lack a modern convenience we're all used to, being able to start the engine without having to worry about lighting your pants on fire.
Now, with that pilot on, we'll continue to heat a little bit.
Volunteer John Hopkins uses a blowtorch to start a 1913 Stanley steam car. He says it's like lighting the pilot light on a stove. The water in the car's tank has to boil just like a tea kettle. It's one of over a dozen steam cars at the museum. Director Susan Randolph says it's the largest operating collection in the world. She says by the 1930s, steam cars were overshadowed by their competition, which featured turnkey starters.
Once it was made easier to run a gas car, it was clear that that was going to be the winner into this century.
The Marshall Steam Museum has other cars, too, like a 1917 Ford Model T that you still have to crank to start, and a vintage electric car. But the fan favorite might be the 1/8 scale steam train that encircles the entire property. Mark Earhart, Delaware Public Media.